Let's open the scriptures to Luke chapter 6, verses 43 to 45. Jesus says, "No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." Let us pray. O Lord, out of your goodness, you speak to us. Open our hearts and minds to hear what you're saying to us today. Work upon each of us in deep ways in our hearts, so that we can be who you want us to be through Jesus Christ. We pray in his name. Amen. Some of you may be familiar with the reality TV series Storage Wars, where professional buyers visit facilities in one of the original shows throughout the state of California, and they bid on the contents of what's in those lockers. Before each locker is auctioned off, the bidders are given the opportunity to peek inside. Can't go inside, just stand at the entryway and look at what they can see, what they can tell from that vantage point. But they can't actually, like I said, enter the locker or touch any of the items until the auction is complete. Which means that a good bidder, good buyer, has to have good instincts, really, and a good eye for what may be inside and what the value may be. And then after the day's auctions are complete, the winning bidders get to sort through those lockers, estimating the prices they'll set if they decide to put the items up for resale. In the case of an unusual item, they might even call in an expert for some kind of appraisal on it. And then on the screen, there are running totals that display the cost of those items versus the total value of what's actually in there. And at the end of the episode, there's a final tally of the bidders or buyers' net profit or loss. And during the show's first season, there was a new member named Jared who had lost several auctions to the veteran bidders, but he vowed to win the next unit that was up for bid. So he peeked in, and a visual scan of the unit, he could see cardboard boxes, newspapers, old bottles sitting there. And in the middle of it was a large combination safe right there in the middle of the floor. He imagined that the safe might be filled with precious things like, who knows, maybe gold bars, deeds or titles, other riches, bearer bonds, those kinds of things. So he made a hefty bid of $1,500. And then after actually entering the unit, discovered that the safe itself was completely empty. Looking like his hopes were dashed, another bidder actually informed him that, well, you know, the safe itself might be quite valuable. It turns out it was worth about $3,000 in that case. Which reminds us that you never know what might be revealed when the door of somebody's storage unit is opened up. Jewels or junk, or maybe some jewels in the midst of all the junk. You never exactly know. There's a lady named Allison Stewart who was a reporter and a news anchor. She wrote a book titled Junk, Digging Through America's Love Affair with Stuff. And she examined both the private lives of individuals involved in these kinds of things, as well as the profitable businesses that are associated with storage of consumer goods. I mean, all you have to do is look around you in your travels and see already existing storage facilities, new ones being constructed where we can put more of our stuff. And she highlighted a lot of that in her book. She said the real tension that exists between the desire to buy and own, positioned against the stress that's created by acquiring those things, makes perfect sense for non-scripted television. And that's part of why we get a show like Storage Wars, or maybe some of the other spin-offs that I think have come from it, like Storage Wars Texas, Storage Wars, I think even Miami now. Maybe some of the others that you might recognize, like American Pickers, Auction Hunters, Auction Kings, Buried Treasure, Flea Market Flip, Hoarders, Junk Gypsies, Junkyard Wars, Pawn Stars, Picker Sisters, and on the list could go in different ways. Maybe, like I said, you recognize some of those shows. Some of you may pay for storage rental space or have space, or maybe at least you have space in your home devoted to storage. Or maybe some of the square footage in your house that's supposed to be living space is starting to look more like storage space, something you might see on a TV show. I think part of what's true for all of us, it is in some way, part of it might be treasure, part of it might be trash, with plenty of stuff that probably falls there in between. And that's where the sorting and the decision making get even harder. Those decisions about keep it or toss it. Is it treasure or is it trash or is it something in between? Which brings us to today's scripture passage here in Luke. Jesus uses the realities of storage to give us instructions about what it means to be his disciples. Our text is part of a larger block of teaching materials called the Sermon on the Plain, because Luke locates this in a flat place. In Matthew, it's located on an elevated place and referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. But here in Luke's gospel, whether this one or the other version in Matthew, Jesus covers a wide range of subjects, and among them is purity and integrity of your heart. Purity and integrity of the heart of those who would follow him. So in verse 35 of today's passage, Jesus says, "The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." Now the Greek word that's translated here as stored up is thesaurus. In other translations, it's sometimes rendered as treasure. It refers to the place or space where things are collected, where they're stored up or laid up. That could be, in that day and time, a storage room, maybe a chamber, maybe a chest or other container of some sort. Whatever type of space it is, the main thing is that this is where human beings put things that they regard as especially precious or valuable. If it's valuable, you store it away. And according to Jesus, if you want to be one of his disciples and live a kingdom of God kind of life, then you need to see yourself as a storehouse. More specifically, you need to view your heart as sacred space where lots of things get stored up. Now, when I speak about your heart, I'm talking about the center of who you are as a person. Your heart is the core that embraces your thoughts, your will, your affections. Your heart is what constitutes your essential self. So it's no surprise really here that Jesus stresses the importance of what goes into your heart, the center of who you are, what constitutes your essential self. It's true that your heart can be shaped by various kinds of things like your genetic inheritance, or your basic personality, or your unique gifts or insights. But your heart, Jesus reminds us, is also deeply formed by what comes into it from the outside. One person's put it this way: certainly from childhood on, a torrential amount of content is poured into the reservoir of the heart from seemingly unlimited sources of varying quality, some of it pure and some of it polluted. And in our text, we hear from Luke as Jesus forms this community of disciples. Remember where we're at in this story. He's called and is gathering, just beginning to teach and form more deeply this community of followers who are going to be with him in his life and ministry and beyond. And as he does that, he himself recognizes the shaping power of things on our heart, things that are pure in some cases, sometimes things that are polluted. And our Lord speaks of how we're capable of storing up good things, but we're also capable of storing up evil things. And remember, it's not as if Jesus goes around just trying to find and summon people whose lives are completely resistant to or impervious to the corrupting power and influence of sin. You saw that in what Ms. Dora was sharing with us in the children's sermon, the corrupting power and the influence of sin in our lives. It's not as if Jesus goes around looking for people who are impervious to that, because there are no such people. Instead, there are only people like us whose hearts can be molded by good things or by evil things. There was a Russian writer who once said, "If only there were evil people somewhere insidiously committing evil deeds, and it were only necessary to separate them from the rest of us, right? And destroy them, that would take care of it." But, he says, the dividing line dividing good and evil cuts through the heart of every single human being. And who is willing to destroy a piece of his own heart? So the heart, your heart, my heart, is that critical space where God has to do his work. And that's because life change flows out of heart change. In other words, how you live is generated by who you are. And during Jesus' life and ministry, there were some religious groups, there were other schools of thought that claimed that if you just do the right thing long enough, it'll become a habit and you become a good person. But Jesus came at it differently and saw it from a different angle. He declared in our text today, for instance, you can tell a tree by its fruit. Jesus says that doing good is the fruit of being good. Being good. And being good is a matter of the heart. So Jesus shifts in our scripture from talking about trees, and he starts talking about treasures. Not the kind of treasure that you can safely tuck away in a closet or maybe a storage bin or a safe deposit box at the bank or maybe even a rented storage unit, but the kind of treasure that you place in this sacred space that's called your heart, the center of who you are. Every day, remember, in a multitude of ways, you're engaged, and this is very important. Every day, you and I are engaged on a regular basis with accumulating things in this sacred space called the heart. You're storing up thoughts. You're storing up words. You're storing up emotions and perceptions and impressions. You're collecting experiences and events. You're assembling messages and ideas. You're organizing claims on your life in different kinds of circumstances, moment by moment, sometimes in ways that you're aware of, and sometimes in ways that you aren't even aware of. You're accumulating things, acquiring things in your heart. Things that people say, things that people do, things that you see, things that you read, things that you listen to, things that you watch, things that you buy, things that you eat. According to Jesus, what you are on the inside is influenced and shaped by whatever enters you from the outside. And And that means that being a disciple of Jesus requires this God-given discernment, because from a spiritual standpoint, you have to also know what to keep, what to toss, spiritually speaking, when it comes to your heart. Jesus tells us to acquire and hold on to those things that make for a good heart. So he says to us today, be more diligent about filling your heart with goodness than you are about filling your display cabinet with collectibles. Maybe we come at it that way. Or maybe Jesus says to us, be more focused on accumulating good things in your heart than you are about accumulating interest in your retirement account. Or maybe be more careful about organizing good stuff in your heart than you are about organizing those boxes in your basement, though those boxes may need organizing and taken care of and dealt with. After all, think about it. When stacked up, when all those other kinds of things are stacked up against the lasting treasure of God's kingdom stored away in the heart, many of the things that we count as precious, valuable treasures begin to lose a lot of their value compared to the treasures of the kingdom stored up in the heart, in our lives. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Like I stressed earlier, your heart is the center of your will, your thought, your actions, your feeling. It's the wellspring of life, the essential cell from which your actions flow. And the content of your actions is what reveals the content of your heart. What's coming out because of what's been going in. Or maybe we could pick up on Jesus' own imagery here again to see that you can't place, right, one kind of item in storage and then go back later and pull it out and expect it to be something different, right? It's going to be what it was when you put it in. In terms of your heart, Jesus says, what you put in it is what's going to come out of it. What you put in it is what's going to come out of it. So that's why it's crucial for you and I to be vigilant, diligent about the condition of our hearts, to pay close attention to what you're storing up in it. Think with me today about some of those possibilities, that when it comes to the state of your heart, you need to be collecting and gathering up goodness, whatever forms that takes, storing up goodness in all its forms. You need to pack your heart tight with the truth of God that's revealed, especially in the Scriptures, His Word. You need to take the riches of Scripture, the preciousness of worship, the value of the fellowship that we share with each other, and the costliness of Christian living. You need to take all of these kinds of things and stack them up in your heart. Store them, build them up. Or perhaps it's that we need to take friendships, other relationships with people, especially those relationships with people who influence you in the direction of goodness by their presence and by their relationship with you. Take those kinds of relationships and lay them up for safekeeping. You need to take all the kinds of things that build you up in Christ, the kinds of things that make you and enable you to love Christ more, the things that enable you to be more devoted to Christ, the kinds of things that make you more like Christ. You need to take all of these kinds of things, and I need to take all of these kinds of things, and what we need to do with them is, yes, hoard them in that positive sense in our lives. And above all, you need to be steadily accumulating the presence of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the presence of Christ Himself in your heart, stored up, hoarded, accumulated, packed high and tight. Take that and put all of that within the square footage of your heart, so that what comes out reflects what's going in to you, your life. I like it when one comedian is quoted as saying, the essence of life is trying to figure out where to put all your stuff. The essence of life is trying to figure out where to put all your stuff. So in our text today, Jesus teaches us that the essence of being his disciple is to stay busy storing up the right kind of stuff in the right kind of place, the place that matters the most, and that is your heart. When you store up good things, Jesus reminds us, when you store up good things, you'll develop a heart full of goodness, packed, stored up, stacked high, a heart full of goodness. And from that heart full of goodness, he says, will flow your words, your works, your attitudes, your actions, and your life of following Jesus. Well, this life of following Jesus, that'll simply become the overflow of what's in there. That's what a big part of the Christian life is all about. Following Jesus is about the overflow of what's in your heart and storing up goodness so that out of your heart, goodness may flow in word and deed, in your attitudes, your actions. Let's pray. Oh Lord, our God, you are good. We thank you that out of your goodness you have come to us with mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ so that we may be cleansed and made new and that we may have your goodness in us. We pray that you guide us and give us discernment and wisdom day in and day out, moment by moment, as we decide what goes into our heart and what should be set aside. We pray for your direction so that we will gather up and acquire more of your goodness in us, so that from our hearts will flow your goodness in our words and our works, in our attitudes and our actions. Help us each day to be alert so that we store up the right things in this sacred space of our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. While we sing our hymn of commitment today, I'll be up here at the front to welcome anybody who wants to come to make a public